It's Thursday, October 31st, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbier. During the presentation of the midterm budget review, Finance Minister Ipungubu Shimi announced the extension of the tax amnesty program until October 31st, 2026. It was originally set to expire today. Economist Gabriel Erastus reacts.
I think it's really, really a good idea. And going end of the year, this is where the business make money. And it was kind of like quite a shock to put at the end of the amnesty during this time. So them extending, I think it will assist entrepreneurs to sustain themselves and just to prepare and to settle whatever need to be settled with NAMRA. The policymakers agreeing and listening. It's a confidence booster and it will really, really also create that trust.
In response to the growing demand for social support, the government has earmarked an additional 139 million to broaden the reach of the monthly conditional basic income grant of 600 Namibian dollars for more urban beneficiaries. Moreover, 117.8 million has been allocated to the poverty eradication and social welfare arm of government to ensure continued coverage of old age social grants for senior citizens. Activist Rinani Muthutva.
To cater for every single Namibian that is currently struggling, I mean, we are looking at 1.5 million people at the brink of starvation. At least a 10 billion would have been needed to implement a program such as the Universal Basic Income Grant to make sure that every single person is catered for in this country and that nobody would, you know, miss out on this program. Otherwise, this government is not serious about tackling poverty.
South Africa is close to meeting the Financial Action Task Force's requirements to combat financial crimes like money laundering and terrorism financing. In his first medium-term budget policy statement for the 7th administration, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana said only 6 items remain to be addressed by February next year, with 16 out of the 22 requirements already fully or mostly completed.
FATF applauded South Africa for improving how it deals with issues of anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism. This is a remarkable achievement brought about by the unprecedented cooperation between the State Department with civil society.
Nigeria's Dangote oil refinery possesses a reserve of 500 million litres of petrol, according to its billionaire founder, refuting assertions from marketers that they require additional imports to address fuel shortages. CNBC Africa indicates that in response to this situation, Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu convened a meeting on Tuesday in Abuja with oil regulators, the head of the state-owned NNPC, the finance minister, and Ali Dangote. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are hot on each other's heels, campaigning in the same battleground states with less than a week to go until polls close. The White House hopefuls will both be in Wisconsin and North Carolina, having laid out their closing arguments to the American people in past days. Benji Haya is on the ground for us and now reports.
Sitting just meters behind her in the White House, President Joe Biden was undoing some of that hard work, calling his predecessor's supporters, or as he later clarified, their language, garbage, the very word used by a speaker at a Trump rally to describe a U.S. territory. This morning, Harris was on cleanup duty, separating herself from President Biden's comments.
As President of the United States, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for me or not.
Still, cue outrage and offense from Team Trump, even though he's repeatedly made several disparaging remarks about Americans, recently framing his political opponents as, quote, enemies within. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.